Okay.
Morning, Blythe Nelson, for Management Services or Systems Engineering. Call the ticket-friendly folks. I don't know why they're ticket-friendly advertising with us, but call them at Blythe Nelson at 855-1999. Norm and Andy Panda, take it away, my friends.
Thank you, John. We're 2 days away from this nation's Independence Day, the day we claimed our independence from the old country, England. Now, I thought it'd be interesting, given that staggering stat in USA Today, that 65% of women and 86% of women west of the Mississippi who are married don't know that they're, well, I'll package the question. They don't know an obvious question that we'll ask our participants here in just a moment. We thought we'd do our own poll, and I went out and found the first three guys I found, John.
Yes.
Andy Panda.
I know him.
Because he was in my back seat.
I know him.
Fish.
It's a pleasure to be on.
And Leon.
Haven't you been that Leon?
So here we go. We're going to see how much these three gentlemen know about American history.
Thank you, Wiley.
And not just history, just things you should know as an American, because the 4th of July is coming up Saturday. Okay.
American citizens ought to know this, Norm.
Exactly. American citizens
guy,
should
Norm?
Know these things.
That guy's freaking me out, Norm.
Hang on, Andy.
Hello,
I'm
Andy.
I'm going to kill you.
Hello, oh, easy Andy. Now, Andy. Easy.
Hey, come on, let me.
Here's the first question. How many stars are on the American flag? Andy.
Three, Norm? Is that right?
No.
Oh, can I change? I change it to just one star, because you're the only star I know, Norm.
Oh, Andy.
That's you tell me.
That's really nice.
And it's that kind of controlling behavior that's going to make me rise up against you and kill you.
Stop talking like that. Fish?
What was the
How many stars on the American flag?
What did the hardline answer? I'll just copy them.
Oh, that's an incomplete on that one. Leon, how many stars on the American flag?
33.
33, no. The answer is not three. And I'm not sure what the hardline answer. The answer is 50, of course.
I don't need any wave of grain to get the code out of the cabbage bed.
My thoughts exactly, my friend.
Have it be bad.
Okay, Andy. Back to you, Andy. The first president of the United States.
You know him?
No, I've never been president. No. Mm-mm. Fish?
Either Hanson or Galloway.
Also incorrect. Leon.
Tex Ram.
No.
Yeah, you don't need to stick your hand in a bucket of high water to know that a rabbit smells.
No, the answer, George Washington, of course not. Tex Ram, Hanson Galloway, or whatever the hell Andy said.
I'm going to get a bazooka and blow Leon's woodshop glasses off, Norm.
Final question, my friends. This is a fill in the blank. From the Pledge of Allegiance, the very beginning, I pledge allegiance to the blank.
Fudge Factory.
What?
Fudge Factory.
No, not Fudge Factory.
Candy Machine.
No, not Candy Machine. I pledge allegiance to the blank fish.
11.5?
No. I pledge allegiance to the blank, Leon.
The defense of Michael Irvin?
No. It's how we started this question and answer session. I pledge allegiance to the flag. To the flag, Leon, Fish, and Andy.
We ain't got too much carpet on the TV, man.
Well, I guess we've learned a little bit about American trivia this morning on Cliff, haven't we, Norm?
Well, it's a bear
can't saw down
Cliff.
A telephone pole.
It's a much lower percentage on our station, 0%. 0%.
I guess we need to brush up.
This was a failed bet.
Well, that's Fix of the Panda for another week, Norm. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Thank you, my friend.
I hate that guy, John Shambi.
Get the panda away from me, Norm.
Oh, my word.